Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. I know you're super busy getting set for the Spark Indigenous Youth Careers Conference. Getting down to crunch time, aren't we?
Yes, it's just a few more days.
March 18th through the 20th at the Edmonton Expo Center from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. This event is so much more than a job fair, isn't it?
Spark is more than a job fair. We're really focused on exposing Indigenous youth ages 16 to 30 to a different array of careers. So we have five themes. And, we do have the trade show, but we're also incorporating some cultural activities and some extra activities, bonus activities for the youth to do. And another thing we incorporated this year is pre-conference workshops for skill development, such as resume building and interview skills.
Now, if I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to come to this conference, should I be dressed for success and raring and ready to go just in case, or?
No, I think it's a conference for youth. So I think, just dressing in a normal attire that they go to school with and fit in with the other peers from other nations and other communities. But I think they definitely need to be present and have open minds to, all the information that's going to be there. We have 60 companies coming from different industries.
Wow.
So it's going to be very, very exciting for them. And like I said, lots of activities.
So for young Indigenous people, this is an opportunity to find out what sort of choices they have.
Oh, yes. Like, there's so many different career options out there. But when youth are, in the nations or Métis settlements, they don't have a lot of exposure to what's out there. The communities do a lot of activities to support them and, perhaps even bring small trade shows to the nation. But we really want them to see, different types of career options within the health and sector, the trade sector, and arts and culture. So we actually incorporated a new theme this year called Arts and Culture, because some of the youth were saying they're interested in acting and being artists, things like that. So
it's nice to know you have options.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of options out
Absolutely.
There. And I think exposing them to as much as we can is the goal, because we want youth to be inspired. And you just never know what a youth is going to connect to or which company or the person they're going to connect with.
Chatting with Kieran McCarthy from the Spark Indigenous Youth Careers Conference. Now you've got 60 exhibitors, 15 presentations, and 4 speakers. So there's bound to be something to spark somebody's interest.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we have big companies like GenCall Construction. We have St. Albert Museum coming. So there's even schools, universities coming as well. So you just never know. Like, that's why I called it Spark. When you look back into the development and producing the event, it's like, well, how can we really engage and really connect with the youth? And that's why it's called Spark, because you just never know what we're going to motivate, what's going to ignite them or get them excited. And sometimes it just takes meeting that right person for youth to just connect with and say, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to explore.
Can you run down some of the special guest speakers you've got?
So at our pre-conference workshops, for example, we have Sadie Reed with Dexterra Group doing resume building. And then we also have from Rupert's Land, Post-Secondary Education Success by Brianna Ewing and Danielle Rosano. So we also have companies like Trans Mountain. We have Stephanie Falker talking about exploring the Trans Mountain experience and how that company is really focusing on history and career development and the values that they hold that are connected to Indigenous peoples. And we also have really excited about WSP coming and talking about aquatic biology, because in their experience recruiting and developing internship programs and co-op programs, they see there's a lot of interest from Indigenous youth to get into that environmental or land-based monitoring programs. So there, Derek Lafferty and Dr. Rainey Sharp will be doing that presentation on Wednesday.
And I see you've got Shane Chartrand, Tammy Lamouche, Lindsay Willier, Hayden and Cameron Saddleback, and your MC Oris Wozdeski has a lot of experience as well.
Oh, yes. Oris is a very big supporter of the events that I host. And he's a Métis person from Saskatchewan, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and he's a very inspirational person. He's got a lot going on, and he really knows how to engage with the youth.
It's the Spark Indigenous Youth Careers Conference, March 18th through the 20th, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Karen, where can I find some more information online?
You can go to any of our social media accounts or visit sparkcareers.ca.
Karen McCarthy, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.